Now, a meteor shower is expected to light up Irish skies tonight with up to 20 times more shooting stars than normal. David Moore is editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine and joins me on the line now. Hello, David. You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
What can people expect?
Well, a celestial fireworks display on a planetary scale. The Geminids are the best meteor shower of the year. And we get about 20 times more of these meteors than we do on a normal night. Tonight's the maximum night. But actually, last night and tomorrow night, you get about half as many as each night passes. So there'll still be 10 times more than normal tomorrow, 5 times more than normal on Sunday. So well worth watching, if not tonight, if the clouds don't clear, over the next few nights for sure. And we want people to count how many they see, because it's the general public counting them that tells us which are the strongest meteor showers of the year.
So what time will we be able to start our spotting?
The great thing is all night long. The later you leave it, the more you tend to see. But, you know, there's no guarantee you won't get the best one of the night soon after the sun sets, or it could be toward dawn. And that's the thing about the Irish weather. You've got maybe 5 p.m. The sky is dark, gets bright around 8 o'clock in the morning, say. So you've got all those hours. Even if it's cloudy early on, it could clear up in the middle of the night or in an hour's time. So keep checking the sky if you do have clouds. And you can look anywhere in the sky. Another Irish weather tip is, if it is cloudy, just look in the clear patches, because they can appear anywhere in the sky, although their paths will all point back to the constellation of Gemini, if you know your star patterns.
So do things like light pollution make a difference? So if you're further outside of the cities and in a more rural area, are you more likely to see something?
Yeah, light pollution is a terrible bane for stargazers. But tonight there's going to be an almost full moon. In fact, the moon will be full over the weekend. And the planet Jupiter is extremely close to the moon tomorrow night, something to look out for just below the moon. And that's going to brighten up the sky naturally. So people in rural locations with normally dark skies will have just as bright skies as people in towns and cities. And I've watched from the suburbs of Dublin in the past with a full moon in the sky. And the display was still spectacular, because the Geminids are known for producing very bright meteors, fireballs we call them, if they're brighter than any of the stars in the sky. And they really do draw the oohs and ahs. It's a great thing to get the whole family out watching. And, you know, if you count the number that you see every 15 minutes, that's scientifically useful. And if you go to our website, astronomy.ie, you'll see the simple reports, you know, 11 to 11:15, saw 17 meteors, 11:15 to 11:30, so 26, whatever it is. It's as simple as that, and that's great scientific value. This is how we know this is the best meteor shower of the year, because there's another big one in August, and it used to be the best one. It sort of has declined a bit over the decades, and this one's gotten a bit stronger. So now it's the December Geminid meteors that are the best. So wrap up well is the trick for December compared to August.
And is the best idea to sort of, you know, camp out in the garden for as long as you can take the temperatures, wrap up, sit down, lie down and stay staring for as long as possible until you see something?
Yeah, I love that old adage. There's no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothing. So you wrap up well, like you said, especially a hat and a scarf, because you lose most of your body heat through your head. Then, you know, I've been out from dusk to dawn, even in the middle of winter and in minus Celsius temperatures. So as long as you get ready for it, if you just step outside from the kitchen, you know, with light clothing on, look up and expect to last more than a few minutes, you're not going to see anything, because you do need to give your eyes a few minutes to get used to the dark if you've been in a bright room. And don't look at any phones or any bright source of light. The human eye is an amazing device, and over several minutes it will increase its night vision enormously, and you see a lot more if you stay out longer. So wrap up well, maybe have a few hot drinks. As said, you can do it from the backyard this year, because the moon means you don't really need to go to the countryside, and the more comfortable you are, the more you'll enjoy the experience. And we all live for those massive fireballs. I saw one once that lit up the entire landscape we were viewing from the Hill of Tara. It was very low down, which means it was probably 1,000 miles away from us. And yet it lit up all the fields. I've never seen anything like it since.
Okay, amazing. Because I'm still smarting, David, that I missed the two rounds of the Northern Lights that everybody with an iPhone was able to see except me. So is this the way that if other people like me, is this the way to make up for that?
Well, hopefully so, yeah. I mean, the naked eye is all you need for the aurora and for the meteors. You don't need telescopes or binoculars. And I'm going to make you even sicker by telling you I've seen about 10 aurora from Ireland this year, despite our weather. The two big ones were May and October. The one in May made the front page of our magazine, and NASA said it was the best of 500 years. So the one in October, though, was nearly as good. So we're just approaching the sort of peak aurora season over the next few years. And to have two of the big ones happen so early on hopefully bodes well for lots more displays. And I can help you see the next one, because every day we monitor the prediction sites. There are satellites now watching the sun 24 hours a day, and they can usually give a 1 or 2 day warning of when they're coming. And on our social media, free of charge, every day we post an aurora alert, along with whatever the best thing to see in the sky is that night. So we normally post it around sunset, 4 o'clock these days, and it'll say an aurora is due or an aurora is not due. Sometimes we can give you 2 days notice. That's what we did back in May. So anyone following us on social media knew it was coming and got to see it. So go to the website astronomy.ie. Down the bottom, you'll see X, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Follow whichever one you're into.
Okay, David, I'm not sure that answer helped me in my upset that I missed it. But how and ever you have informed us of this celestial firework display up in the skies for our enjoyment a little bit later. And maybe, you know, the Northern Lights will make their way back to our skies again soon. Keep your eyes out at Astronomy Ireland's website. David Moore, editor of the magazine, thank you so, so much for coming on.